it. So let's look at the two, the only two level one studies comparing the impact of immediate versus delayed breast reconstruction, and we have only reported on studies that at least fulfill the Afici minimum criteria. That is, at some point there must have been self-report and at least two or more HRQOL domains. So we have the Dean study in 1983 comparing immediate and delayed breast reconstruction, very small numbers. Certainly we have that acceptance. We had baseline 3 month and 12 month, and we had a global health questionnaire. We had Yvonne Brandberg from the Karolinska looking at the randomization between types of delayed breast reconstruction, woefully underpowered, 16 lateral thoracodorsal, 30 LD implant, 29 pedicled trams. I've omitted to say that RT was used in the Dean study, but in this paper there is no report on the actual number who received radiation therapy, and in Brandberg's, once again, woefully small with 28. Only a generic cancer questionnaire was used. All the other potential outcome measures had study-specific questionnaires, which in themselves are of limited importance. We are aware of issues that it may be difficult to actually achieve this data because patients may wish to retain a degree of autonomy even in the absence of evidence. But we're also aware from the seminal work of Fallowfield and Baum that in the context of mastectomy and wide local excision, that when patients did yield to randomization or usurping their autonomy, that there was no evidence of psychological, sexual, or social problems.